Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley from the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Well, it's springtime, and that means motorcycles, and motorcycles means A-Bait. I'm here with Kirsten and Donnie from A-Bait. Before we talk about all the awesome activities you guys having coming up here soon, tell us a little bit about kind of what A-Bait is, what they're formed for, what you guys do.
A-Bait, it's American Bikers Aimed Toward Education. We are a... We're focused on safety, education, advocate for riders. We provide award-winning rider education for beginners and experienced riders. Mm-hmm. We also lobby for bikers' rights.
Yes.
So they can ride the way they want to ride. Freedom is what we call it. We do a lot of fundraisers, mm-hmm. and we're about to tell you a few of them here.
Yeah. Well, tell us all about it. I know you've got one, depending on when you're listening to this, you have one Saturday. So if you're listening to this today on Saturday, tell us about that. And then you've got one tomorrow on Sunday as well. So Kirsten, tell us all about it.
Saturday, if you're hearing this and it's not too late, we have a Tenderloin fundraiser at Cube Now. It's on Center Street from 11 to 2, which is Saturday, April 18th. It's a fundraiser for A-Bait. It's $14 for Indiana State Tenderloin and fries.
Wow, can't beat that. So that's on Saturday. Then what's going on Sunday, Donnie?
All right, Sunday we have the Blessing of the Bikes. It will start over here at, we'll gather over here at Rex's. Rex's will have breakfast serving at 8:30. 9:30, we'll get the kickstands up. We'll be escorted out toward Napanee, and we'll do a blessing of the bikes where they'll go around. They'll bless all bikes and riders.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I've heard that Rex's has, like, the best breakfast in Warsaw. So that's awesome. Now, Kirsten, you have something else now coming up May 8th. Tell us about that.
May 8th, we are collaborating with Owen's Fresh Meat Market in Leesburg, right off of 15. They are hosting an all-you-can-eat pulled chicken or pulled pork with a side and a drink open to the public. Public is encouraged for $15. If you... we're also doing a ride that night, too. So stick around for the ride. Registration starts at 4:30. It's $20 a rider, $10 a passenger. Meal is included.
Oh, wow.
So you can either eat before or eat after the ride. Kickstands will be up at 5:30. We're going to do a two-hour with stops ride. Make sure that we get back before dusk for those that don't like to ride at night.
Wow. So $15 for all you can eat? Boy, they're going to lose money on me, I tell you.
And that's 4:30 to 8:30, the all-you-can-eat food portion. The ride starts at 5:30, and we should be back around 7:30. All begins and ends at Owen's Fresh Meat Market.
That's awesome. Yes, and now your big event of the year, you're known for Hog Waller. When's that going to be this year?
Our Hog Waller is moved to the 4th of July weekend. It'll be July 3rd and 4th, starting at noon Friday, and gates open up. We'll be open all weekend. We got bands going on. We got events going on. Hopefully it'll be a decent weekend and we can get a lot of crowd in.
Yeah, you're going to celebrate the 250th anniversary of our country, I bet.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get it all decorated up and we'll be ready for y'all.
Great. Now, if people want to learn more about A-Bait and all the wonderful things you do, how do people get in touch with you guys?
We have a Facebook page, Kosciuszko County A-Bait. You can join our Facebook page. You don't have to be a member to join, but obviously we encourage membership. Follow us on Facebook. All of our personals, we share everything anywhere, everywhere. Also, Donnie Barton's co-county rep, if he wants to give his phone number.
Yeah, my phone number is 574-527-3686. Give me a call. We'll hook you up with the membership, let you know what we're all about. And you can also go on A-Bait of Indiana website. Find out all kinds of information on that.
Yeah, thanks for all the wonderful things to you. Sue, do you have anything to add?
We've got a proclamation on the 21st of April with the commissioners for Motorcycle Safety Month, which is May. So we're going to be up there, and the commissioners are going to sign our little proclamation.
Oh, that's great.
It starts at 9 a.m.
Great. Well, thank you guys for all you do, and thanks for joining us on this episode of Biz Buzz, and thank you so much for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce.
Thanks, Scott.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with J.C. Harris from Spherion Staffing. Welcome, J.C.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
Doing great. Tell us a little bit about Spherion Staffing, what you guys do, and just a little bit about your business. Then we'll talk about how you got into this business.
Yeah, so I'm newer to Spherion Staffing in Warsaw, Indiana. We're all over northern Indiana and then eastern Ohio, but we'll do anything from temp to hire, direct flex, and direct hire. So we're working with both the employers and the employees, working to get them jobs.
That's fantastic. So you work with both. If there's employers listening, you can call JC and she'll help find employees for you. Or if you need a work, call JC and she'll help to find you a job. So JC, what do you do personally at Spherion Staffing?
I am on the temp to hire recruiting side of things. So I am working with people who both walk in, call in, or text us and are looking for work. And I'll review their resume. I'll help them write it even better to best market themselves. And then I'll find the best placement for them.
Yeah. You say you're relatively new to this industry. So tell us your journey. Tell us, how did you get from point A to Spherion Staffing?
I started in hospitality and tourism management as a student at Purdue Fort Wayne, and then I came back to Warsaw and worked for a little bit in construction, actually, and was just getting married and transitioning back to home. And then I was job searching, and I found Spherion. It looked really cool and like a great way to reach out to others and help them, and so I went and interviewed, and I got the job.
Yeah, well, congratulations, and welcome to Warsaw. I've been here 65 years, and it's a great place to live.
It is, yeah, thank you. It's good to be back. I did grow up here, but then went away to Fort Wayne for 4 years of college, and so it's been fun to see Warsaw on the other side with business and being older and being in the adult world.
Right. It's a totally different world, isn't it? Yeah. All the things you took for granted that somebody else did when you were growing up, now it's like, oh, I know people that actually get this stuff done.
Yeah, it's been super awesome to see, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, I love where your office is. Tell people how they can reach you, how they get in touch with you, and where you're located physically here in Warsaw.
Yeah, we are located on Detroit Street, and you can reach out to us by phone or go to our website, spherionstaffing.com.
Yeah, that's great. You're right across. You have a beautiful view of Center Lake from where you're at. So, all right, so if you need either employees or you need a job, get a hold of JC. She'll help you. And JC, thank you so much for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Text BRAVE to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you're 45 and over, listen up tonight. Colon cancer untreated could take your life. Get it right, get screened, no time to be silent. Take a home test or hit your healthcare provider. Get tested, pay attention to the signs. Talk to your doctor and check your behind. What's coming in and what's coming out. Healthy eating is always the best route. I suggest you talk to your fam, your inner circle, and screaming and proactive, and it won't hurt you. We all want to live our lives the best we can be. Go check your colon. Peace, I'm Chuck D.
Standuptocancer.org/coloncancer.
Date night at the movies.
I got popcorn.
Shh. Sorry.
And some candy.
Getting back to the moments we miss.
Shush.
Starts with getting informed. Get the latest info about COVID-19 vaccines at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with Jody and April from Orthopedics Northeast with an exciting announcement. Tell us all about it.
Hi, Scott. Yes, we have two new providers starting next week. We have Dr. Carlson and Lindsay Neff. She's a nurse practitioner. They are coming from Parkview. They're actually part Parkview O&E, but they're making the transition over to just Parkview. So they join us next week at our new location across from Meyer. They're on 30, and we are excited to have them.
That's great. Now, Jody, for those people that may not be familiar with what Orthopedics Northeast is, can you give me a little synopsis of what Orthopedic Northeast is and kind of what services you provide and how do people get in contact with you?
Yes, we specialize in many modalities. We have Dr. Carlson, like April had said, and Dr. Clausen that are joint providers. We also have different doctors that come for pain management or sports medicine or foot or spine. Mm-hmm. Also, we treat patients with any fractures or rotator cuff injuries. But definitely give us a call. We'd love to see you. We are always accepting new patients. You can reach us at 574-269-8301.
That's great. You guys do such great work. And I've been a client before of yours, and you guys did an awesome job. And so, yes, please reach out to them if you have any needs or if you're just curious, or just come out and see their new, beautiful new facility.
Thank you. Yes, we'd love to see you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.